Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform. And you know, it's draft time, and that means we're in full swing. Guests every day from around the country, big school, small school, as we like to say, you got to be the best to get paid in full. And a young man today, he was down at the East-West Shrine Game in St. Petersburg. He hails from Stephen F. Austin College, just their standout long snapper, Chris Wilkerson. Chris, welcome to the program. We were talking a little bit about you having a day off from the normal routine of training and getting prepared for this next level. So what's it like just to, you know, have these in-between moments where you can just kind of maybe take a deep breath, exhale, and just kind of think about where you're at?
Oh, man, you know, first of all, appreciate you having me on. But, you know, one of those things where it's just, I mean, I always like to say it's just a blessing to be here. So it's one of those things where when you get to look at it, reflect, and then think about what will be and what will be in the future, it's pretty awesome.
Definitely. Now, you play a unique position, the log snapper. It's a crafty skill. I mean, growing up, I'm sure you probably played different sports, but how did you kind of find yourself falling into that role where you were, you know, you're going to be the log snapper and obviously take it to the level that you have?
Yeah, so in high school, I was actually a defensive end and tight end kind of guy. And really where I started snapping was back in junior high, just because my hands were the only ones big enough to hold the ball. And it kind of took itself from there. I kind of went into freshman, sophomore year. There was a lot of talk of, you know, just being on varsity just to snap. Well, you know, they obviously wanted me to play. And so finally my junior year full time, after some games sophomore year, junior year full time, I was up there playing tight end, defensive end, and snapping. But it was just one of those things where I guess you fell backwards into it, and it worked okay.
Well, it's definitely worked out pretty darn good for you so far. Did you start going to, like, the Coles camp, the Rubio camp? I mean, I'm sure that probably has been a facet of this. I mean, did you start paying visits to places like that to kind of really hone in on your skills?
Actually, what I did was probably a little off the wall of what most kids do when they do it, because growing up, I mean, those are expensive camps to go to. So my forte was YouTube. I kind of took to YouTube and I just learned everything, anything that I could. I watched as much tape, as much film. I mean, I would slow motion things down, and that's how I started learning and teaching myself before my senior year, where I actually went to the Rubio Vegas camp. And that was the only camp I'd ever really attended and, you know, performed well there, well enough to eventually have SFA come around the corner that next weekend to bring me in on a visit. And there's a big story behind that one of how I got there. But, yeah, that was kind of it. I kind of taught myself, I guess, in a sense.
No, I got to ask, because I'm going to be curious and all the listeners, what was the big story behind you arriving at SFA?
Yeah, so I had not really any football offers. I kind of thought I was going to go play tennis in college. And, you know, we got to the end of my senior year right before signing day, that week before signing day. Man, I really wanted to play football, and I knew that. Well, so during the week before signing day, the SFA at the time, and he said, if you can snap the ball 15 yards in 0.78 seconds, run down the field and rip somebody's head off, DM me. Out on Twitter. But I didn't see this tweet, but a guy by the name of Sean Bell, who is now the offensive line coach at Baylor, he was actually the head coach at Magnolia West who is in our district. Well, he went and found me, tweeted my name to him, and then Bill Best slid into my DMs and asked, what are my test scores, my senior, all the good stuff. And the next day, Coach Kubik shows up. They asked me to come on a visit that weekend right before signing day, and got offered that weekend, committed that weekend, signed on signing day 3 days later.
That is a fantastic story. Once again, Stephen F. Austin, standout long snapper, Chris Wilkerson, here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, you'd like to listen to them again at your leisure, you know they're free and available on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Sleep in, type in Chris Wilkerson, Stephen F. Austin, and those will pop up. And then you know his draft bio is at collegepro.com. So great backstory on how you arrive. And you know as well as anybody, I mean, it doesn't matter kind of how well you've done prior to school getting to that collegiate level, things change. I mean, so kind of just take us through how you continued to grow, because there's a lot of athletes out there, and you were invited to one of the most prestigious senior all-star games in the Shrine Game. So, I mean, what you were doing at the collegiate level even stood out amongst all the other guys at the college level.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's one of those things where I got in my freshman year and I had the shot at the starting job in competition with an older guy that was there at the time. Some health complicated things health-wise didn't really pan out for me, and playing-wise and all that good stuff. So when I didn't play my freshman year, you know, barring an injury here and there, who knows what it was. I didn't play freshman year, and it was one of those things where it was like, whoa, I'm not used to not being the guy. And so it was one of those really humbling moments right there where you have to come back to reality and still realize, like, hey, I've got to go to work again, you know, because now you're with the best of the best. Because everybody in college, you know, the famous saying goes, everybody that's at college was the best at their high school too. And, you know, so you got to go back to work the same way. You got to put your head back down and start grinding it out again. Well, you know, I got to it. And then at the end of my sophomore year, we ended up having a competition for the spot. I was grateful enough to be able to win the spot over completely, and it just kind of took reign from there. My junior year, I guess I started really getting serious into it. I got with a snapping coach at this point, finally, after all the years, I finally got with a snapping coach, because I was always so worried that somebody would change my form, try to change me, and I was like, that's not what I want to do. Found the right guy for me, and, you know, we kind of took it from there, and then just going into senior year just to have fun, and all this stuff starts happening, and all you can do is just go out, perform your best, and that's what you do, you know?
Definitely. Now, did you have an inkling that a all-star invitation was going to be mailed your way, or did that come as a total surprise?
So during the season, at the beginning of the season, we set our goals, and I knew that my goal was to be invited to one of the three all-star games. I've known that. That's just kind of – I mean – I think that's a lot of guys' goals. You know that. And I know how hard it is to get to one of those games. I've only seen one guy from SFA do it in recent history, and that was John Franklin last year, who, you know, ended up being drafted in the fourth round, and he went to the PA Bowl. And so that was kind of my shot. Like, that was where I knew. I was like, man, like, he went, I can go too. I was like, that was where it was set in my head. And then throughout the season, you know, I got smaller game invites and, you know, the FCS Bowl, and very happy to have all of those. Well, come to the end of the season, I still don't really have what I wanted. You know, I'm just like, man, I'm just going to keep going. Like, that's all I can do. I'm snapping, I'm working out, and kind of just holding on to that hope. And then finally, after, you know, I ended up signing with my agent, and then, you know, it turns out we got the East-West Shrine Game invite, and we were ecstatic about that. So, it was one of those things where it wasn't seen coming the whole year, because I didn't know how that process worked. I just knew that I wanted to be there, and I hope that everybody else thought I'd fit that role too. But, you know, you just, like I said, it's just one of those things where you can't control anything except for what you do, and that's all you can do. So it just worked, I guess.
And it definitely worked out. Once again, Chris Wilkerson, the standout long snapper here on the C2P. Let's kind of just talk a little bit about what that Shrine experience was. We talked a little bit about going before we went live with, you know, just kind of you kind of making that impression, kind of crossing you know, the T's, dot in the I's, making sure these scouts and coaches really saw the best of you. Kind of take us through that week of practice in the game.
Yeah, so first, the Shrine game, it was awesome because we got to go to the Shriners Hospital. And I thought that, you know, I'd heard about that beforehand and thought that was really cool. Well, actually going to experience that, for anybody that ever gets to go to the Shriners Hospital, I definitely recommend it. It was an awesome experience. But then, you know, get to the football side of things. It was one of those where, you know, you're going to practice with a bunch of dudes that from a bunch of big schools, that a bunch of combine invite guys are around you, and you're just like, I'm just little old Chris from Stephen F. Austin. I really kind of was like in awe, in a sense. I was like, man, like I'm here. So, all right, I gotta show up now. You know, got to practice, and there was a lot of stuff that people I know wanted to see, because coming from college where we ran a spread punt, I didn't have to protect. I didn't have to block when I snapped. So I knew that would be one of the things that I had to show that I could do. And I'd been working on that for a long time now in preparation for whenever I got that shot to do that. So I did that, and I got complimented on that really well. And I thought that, you know, my practice week in a whole was excellent. I thought all my snaps were great. My blocking, my feet were well. And then in the game, I made a tackle on the missed field goal attempt that they tried to return to the end zone. And, you know, I was able to trip them up. So I got my full work done, but it was a blast. Honestly,
hey man, that's what you want.
It was one. I've told people the same thing, that, you know, it was one of the more high stress but most fun things I've ever done, because you're around every team, every scout's there. You know, all eyes are on you every second of the day, but it's a ton of fun at the same time, because you're around caliber guys that are high caliber dudes that everybody knows. Everybody's a good dude and a good player, and, you know, you can't ask for much more than that.
No, the Shrine is a great event. I have trouble because I'm based out of Ohio, so when I'm leaving here in the cold winter months to fly to Florida and you arrive on the beach, it's just hard for me. And I love you guys. I love the draft, but it is very tedious for me to try to get mentally to, hey, you know, I'm standing out at the tent watching you guys walk in the back way to weigh-ins in the morning. I'm thinking, okay, I'm worried about how much Chris Wilkerson weighs, or I could go lay on the beach. So, again, it's something I fight with. You don't have to deal with it, but that's kind of my mindset when I'm down at the Shrine game. I keep thinking beach, 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 but I know I got to cover the practices and do all that stuff. Before we wrap things up, and it's been a pleasure having you on, Chris, I think you came great. I'm sure when you were in the hotel getting, you know, pulled left and right for some interviews, I'm sure they walked away pleasantly surprised, you know, with the way and the knowledge that you have of the thing. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out with some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now I know that I saw your trick shot, your full-court shot with the snap and through the swoosh, the hoop. What is your craziest, I guess, long snap trick shot that you've ever done?
That one might be the one. We also have one where we set up one of our tight ends actually messed up his Achilles. So we had one of the scooters, and we set a water bottle on top of that, and we rolled it across the locker room as fast as across the locker room, and I snapped it and hit the bottle out off the top of it. So that one was a lot of fun too.
Excellent. Do you got a nickname? Do your teammates call you something crazy?
Usually just long snapper or president, because I was the SAC president, the student athlete president. So I get president a lot, I think.
That's fair enough. And then the last one before we let you go, we've been asking this question for over a decade. Female celebrities, Chris, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who would you take to dinner?
I guess the first one that popped into my head is Taylor Swift. So that's the one we're going to go with. As long as she sings these songs on her guitar.
And then one more question. Because I've never had a guy on the show that had a tennis background, and you mentioned tennis, so obviously it's something you're really good at. Your match, you got to beat one or the other. You're going to beat Federer or Nadal if you want to win the Wimbledon.
Man, I like Nadal's intensity, so I'd rather be Nadal.
Excellent, man. Chris, you were wonderful, man, and we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry and be blessed. And you know, just can't wait to see where you land.
No, I appreciate it a lot, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Chris Wilkerson, the Stephen F. Austin standout long snapper, and again, he made a nice impression down at the Shrine Game. And if you're going to shine anywhere, you want to shine at the Shrine Game or the All-Star Game, Senior Bowl, NFLPA. Fantastic invite, and when you make the most of it, as he did, it just kind of enhances your value moving forward. As always, we appreciate Chris joining us here on the C2P. Yeah.